Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan.
Miami, Boston over, Dallas, L.A. Go ahead, Rashad. I'm just getting my bets in.
No, yeah. I mean, hopefully you can recover from what LeBron did to you yesterday, but I don't think it was – I don't know if it was LeBron's fault, but the Lakers are – I know you're a big LeBron dude, Will. I think a lot
Huge
of people
stand.
A lot of people are. And LeBron James last night had another LeBron James-esque night. You know, 27 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists. Dude is almost 40. Like, it's – we'll get there later. But Anthony Davis came through, pitched in with 32 points, 14 rebounds, and also threw in 5 assists, but 4 blocks. Anthony Davis has been out of his mind as of late, but it just wasn't enough, unfortunately, for if you're a Laker fan, because these damn Nuggets, man, they know exactly what they're doing. They've been together for so long. They've played so much basketball together. They're coming off an amazing regular season, again, where Jokic probably should be named the MVP, you know, for his
yep.
third award.
Well, not according to Kendrick Perkins, but, you know, it's racist if he gets it.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say that, you know, at this point, he's the GOAT right now. Like, and it's not pretty. And I think that's the thing about Jokic's game that people don't like, and they'll never. People always say, like, oh no, if he's top 5. I can't tell you how many pundits I've heard say, I'm not sure if Jokic is top. Like, what are you talking about? Jokic is top 1 because there's nothing you can do about it, and it's so easy. He has a refined Tim Duncan-esque game. There's nothing cool about it. There's nothing flashy about it. There's nothing, you know, like, almost watchable about it. Like, when you watch Jokic, it's like, man, this is almost kind of boring. I get a real San Antonio Spurs as when Tim Duncan, David Robinson, all of them, it's like, yeah, they just play the right way. And Jokic just doesn't miss shots, it feels like.
Yeah.
They all go in. Like, no matter what he does, squirmy, just kind of throw it up, splash.
Anything.
Like, how does that work like that? Like, I've never seen nothing like Jokic. We, as basketball fans, as sports fans, have never seen anything like Nikola Jokic, and he carried his team last night. 32 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, plus 14 on the night, 15 of 23. He did everything you needed him to do, but it was the rest of his starters that won that game for him.
Oh, my goodness. Jamal Murray hitting huge fadeaway threes at a couple of different points. And let's not forget that the biggest part of Nikola Jokic's game, I think, is just how often he's on the court in today's NBA. With, you know what, I know that they're trying to back off on the rest days and the times that star players sit in the league, but guess what? They're still trying to do that, and teams are still trying to skirt around that in any way possible.
Yeah, I remember when he was in the playoffs against Portland, which is essentially why they lost to Portland, is because at the end of the game, Jokic couldn't stay on the floor. He was just gassed.
You're talking about that 4 overtime win for Portland.
Yeah, you know, he was just gassed, and it eventually cost them the series because Jokic couldn't keep up. To your point, he's always on the floor now.
Yeah, and he played in 79 games this year, so it's definitely been a huge reason for the Nuggets' success. It's just him being there over other star players in the league. But as far as last night's game went to start that series, I mean, credit to the Lakers. They did what they needed to do in the play-in. They always seem to, at those right moments, kind of secure
themselves. Never lost a play-in game.
No.
The Lakers.
Mm-hmm. No. They always secure themselves to get in, you know, right at that perfect point. It's just what LeBron's been able to do most of his career. But unfortunately, I don't know if you want to blame D'Angelo Russell's lack of three-point shots being made last night. It was bad. He went 1-for-9, and there were a lot of those just normal shots that should have gone in that didn't. I would possibly put it on that, or what really just to me looked awful is knowing, as Darvin Ham and the Lakers head coach, like what your team is, you still wanting to slow the game down as much as you did and slow that pace down and play more of a half-court game, as opposed to Denver's, it was obvious what their offensive attack mindset was we just want to shoot as many times as possible in 48 minutes. And I know LeBron's old, but they're not going to match Jokic and the Nuggets if they're trying to slow the game down and trying to get them to play their game. They're trying to get the Nuggets to bend, but no, it's not going to happen. The Lakers, unfortunately, with the roster that they have, Rui Hachimura's not always hitting shots, Austin Reed's not always hitting shots, and if Russell, your point guard, ain't hitting threes, then you're done. You guys are going to be the one that has to bend right now against the Nuggets, especially on their home floor, and it just didn't happen.
The Nuggets have so many guys. I'm looking at KCP, and I'm looking at Michael Porter Jr. specifically, that when they went on their big third quarter run, they just got hot from deep, right? Like in the middle of the third quarter with about 6 minutes left, that game is tied, right? All of a sudden, Nikola Jokic gets the ball up at that high post spot right at the top of the free throw line. He starts to attack, that brings an extra defender, and then they start finding those guys on the outside on the wings, and they just don't miss three-pointers. And all of a sudden,
that 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And that game went from it is tied, it could go either way, to, oh my God, the Lakers are down by 10 in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's just what championship teams do. It's why we think that this is a team that could win two or three NBA titles, because they have so many great role players that understand what they need to do, but they also understand where Jokic wants them. Like, we forget a little bit with this team, but if you take away the Jamal Murray injury, for the most part, this is the same team for the last 4 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. So they've built this chemistry
without the other star.
Exactly. And they know where they need to be. You throw in Jamal Murray when he's healthy. Jamal Murray might be the best postseason performer right now in the NBA because he just elevates, and he's done it for multiple playoffs, seasons in a row. So when I watch this game, yeah, it sucks that D'Angelo Russell went 1-for-9. That's not going to happen every game. He's going to hit shots. I do think the Lakers are going to win a game or two. But the problem is right now is you have a team that they don't need to say things. They already know where they're going to be. You don't see that errant pass where Michael Porter Jr. is in the corner and Jokic thought he was going to cut up. Or Jamal Murray's driving down and he thinks he's going to get a roll from KCP on a screen or what have you, right? They know where they need to be. They're positioned. They're ready to shoot. And when they get called upon, even their role players make big time shots.
Yeah. And I don't think really the Lakers have enough shot makers on their team. We're being real, like you've got Anthony Davis, who can get his own shot, but he's not really creating a lot of shots for anybody else. But then Austin Reeves is hit or miss. D'Angelo Russell has really been a huge part of what the Lakers have been able to do this season. When he plays well, D'Lo is amazing. You know, I personally think that the Lakers, and this is a Darvin Ham thing, they have to change the way they play LeBron. Like, unfortunately, LeBron would be the best power forward in the league right now if they put him at power forward. That way it opens things up to where the ball isn't in his hands as much. And so now everybody isn't LeBron watching, which is pretty much what happens with the Lakers or any team that he's on. And now that he's older, he can still do almost everything that he was able to do before. But I think this would really enable somebody like D'Angelo Russell to get the ball in his hands more and not be as timid about making plays when LeBron's on the floor. So I think the Nuggets are in firm control of this series. This is just game one. I think it's going to be a bloodbath. I don't think the Lakers are going to get close in any one of those games. At one point, the Lakers were up 12 in yesterday's game in the second, and then here comes Denver, and there was no really looking back at that point.
They were up by three to start the second half because of it was almost a LeBron logo three to end the first, and I went and threw down on the money line for the Lakers at that point. I think it was minus 105 for the Lakers versus minus 115 for Denver. And I'm like, all right, feeling pretty. And then immediately to start the third quarter, it was, oh, missed shot. Denver goes on a 12-point run. It was almost outstanding, the level of difference from the first to the second half. And you don't know what that is. You don't know if that's coaching, if they're just not ready, if they're just tired. But, God, the pace of the game did not work for the Lakers, and they've got to do something. I'm sorry, but especially in Denver, they are the one that has to bend. Jokic, yeah, and Jamal Murray and Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon, with all of the highlight dunks he's got, they ain't bending.
Well, and, I'm a big LeBron guy, but you can see the difference between LeBron and Jokic just in how the role players played, right? Obviously, D'Angelo Russell isn't necessarily a role player for this team. He's really your third guy, right? He is your bat dog to AD's Robin to LeBron's Batman. Well, he's getting a lot of shots that weren't falling. They weren't always the best look, but he felt like he needed to take those shots because they need him to take 20 shots a game. When you look at the Nuggets, yeah, Jokic got his 32, but what did he do early on in the game? What did he do in the second quarter? What did he do at the beginning of the third? He made sure to draw the defense to him, to kick the ball out to his role players, so they're catching the ball in tempo. They're still getting their shots up. It's not a, well, coach wants me to shoot 15 times a game this game, so I got to make sure that I get a shot up right now because I don't know the next time I'm going to touch the ball. It's, I know I'm going to, if I'm out there for 4 minutes, I'm going to get an opportunity to shoot two or three times. And if you know that, you're going to make sure that you're continuing to shoot in rhythm and getting your timing right. And Jokic always seems to find guys right where they can get the ball, catch, and shoot. It's a perfect pass every single time. And so when you're called upon and you need a big shot, when you need the big KCP three, when you need the big Michael Porter Jr. three, they seem to hit it because they have their other shots before. They're not coming off cold from the bench or coming off cold subbing in or coming off cold at the start of a quarter or a half. They are ready to go. And that's the biggest difference right now is the Laker players don't always know when they're going to get it. So sometimes they have to chuck up bad shots.
Well, the Lakers are, hopefully if you're a Laker fan, they're due for a win. But like I said, I think it's going to be a bloodbath, and the Joker is going to be the last one standing. So game two is, what, Tuesday?
Monday.
Yeah, Monday night.
Game two is Monday night, but there was one other game, probably the most exciting game of the day, and we'll wrap up yesterday's slate of games with that, as the New York Knicks, New York stand up. Is that what everybody's been saying lately? You know, New York stand up. The Knicks take game one for the 76ers, but that wasn't the main storyline of that game. We'll talk about that next right here, Sports Sunday on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.